shaila is, what happens if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfira? It's a shaila that's discussed in Peskim, the Rebbe brings it in the Sicha as well. If when Mashiach comes, will we continue counting then Sfira Sa'imer min ha-Teira? And will we count then only, or will we count then only Midrabanan? That's the shaila. So there's kama v'kamets dodim to the shaila. First of all, the whole inyan of whether sfira sa'imer bizman hazeh is midairaisa or midrabanan is a machlokes harishayim. Rav rishayim hold that sfira sa'imer bizman hazeh is midrabanan. Taisfis rav rishayim. The Rambam holds that sfira sa'imer bizman hazeh is min ha-Teira. So obviously, according to the Rambam, sfira sa'imer is min ha-Teira. Mashiach comes, so the shaila is not negeya. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be min ha-Teira just like it is now. But if today it's midrabanan, so if in middle Mashiach comes, does it change? Could it become min ha-Teira? Does it become then a sfira min ha-Teira? So the few things, what it's totally in is, number one, is every single day a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. If every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so then just because yesterday was midrabanan, that doesn't change with the next day. Yesterday is midrabanan, but today is min ha-Teira. If it's one mitzvah, if it's a hemshech and it's one mitzvah, so then if the schalas ha-mitzvah was done when it was midrabanan, so then the hemshech ha-mitzvah, it's not shaykh to become an ha-Teira. You can't have one mitzvah where half of the mitzvah is midrabanan and half of the mitzvah is min ha-Teira. If the mitzvah is to count 49 days, so then the whole mitzvah is going to be midrabanan.
In the time of the mitzvah, the effect that they brought the korban, the oil in the beginning, the effect that they bring by shvuas and korban, are they connected together?
We'll see. We're getting to that. Coming to that. First, this is the counting. Okay, so the Rebbe in the Sicha says that every single day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That's one of the famous chedushim that the Rebbe speaks about regarding Sfira Sa'imer, even though, but pashtos, it looks like that this question, whether Sfira Sa'imer every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, or it's one big mitzvah, it looks like it's a machlokes rishonim. But the Rebbe says, no. L'kula alma, it's one mitzvah. L'kula alma, it's every day a separate mitzvah. And the Rebbe brings a few rayas. The one obvious raya is from the fact that every day we make a separate bracha. How could you make a separate bracha every day? If today there's no mitzvah. B'fnei atzma. The mitzvah is when you complete the mitzvah, when you count the 49th day. Besides that, if you don't know if you're going to be mashlim the mitzvah, how could you make the bracha today? Just because you're counting today. The person is not sure that he's going to be mashlim the mitzvah b'chlal. So how could you make a bracha today? Kopanim, the Rebbe says that Sfira Sa'imer every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But, afal pikein, there's another issue here. The issue is the etzem counting itself. Before you get to the mitzvah shebedover, the etzem counting itself, you cannot count. For example, you cannot count 22 if you don't count 21. There has to be a hemshech in the number. Without the hemshech in the number, there's no union of counting b'chlal. So even if every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, what happens if you miss a day? Could you continue counting the next day? So we count without a bracha. But there's a rishayim that hold that if you miss a day, you can't continue counting. Weiter, why not? If every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, why can't you continue counting? The answer is because if you didn't count one day, if you missed a day, so then the number doesn't stim. You can't count 22 if you didn't count 21. Right? So the shaila is, but bepoil, the metzias is that it's the 22nd day. Whether you counted it or not, the metzias is that it's the 22nd day. But no, that doesn't matter. It has to be the Sfira Sa'imer. One of the chidushim by Sfira Sa'imer is that it's an individual thing. Sfartam lechem sheyei Sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. Every individual counts for himself, and he has to count 21 and then 22. The fact that it's the 22nd day for the Omer for anybody else, that's not negated to the person himself. It's something which is every single individual has to count. That's the famous shita of the Rebbe when he gave it to the Kavatarich.
No, but if somebody forgets to count one day, he doesn't do
Shavuot
a day later.
True. That's for a different reason. The Rebbe explains that in the Sikh also.
But
when you get to the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer, it doesn't matter. Okay, there's a hezbah for that also. It's a good question. There's a hezbah for that. But when you get to the counting of Sfiris Ayim itself, when you get to the, when a person that passes the dateline, he goes according to his own Sfira. Doesn't matter what the Tzibur is counting, because the Sfira of every person is a personal, individual Sfira. There's no Metzius of Sfiris Ayim without the person himself counting. Okay, so now, if so, the Shaila is, when you get to, if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfiris Ayim, so you count Sfiris Ayim with the Rabbanon. And then you continue counting Sfiris Ayim later. So L'chayre, B'poyel you counted. B'poyel you counted. So before you counted Mid Rabbona. When Mashiach comes, you're going to count Menateira. But you counted. Can't compare that to a person that skipped. It didn't count. If you didn't count, you can't come to 22 without 21. But if you counted, what's the difference if the Chiyuv you had was to count Menateira or the Chiyuv you had was to count Mid Rabbona? So L'chayre, when Mashiach comes, it could become a mitzvah menateira. So the Rebbe says, no, not so pashut b'chlal. Because what's machshiv, the number of the day, is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is machshiv, the number of the day. Which means, today was 22 days from the Omer. At the same time, it was also, be'erech, let's say, 62 days of Purim. What establishes, what's kiveya, what's machshiv, what singles out today that we say that it's 22 days from the Omer and not 62 days from Purim? And or any other number from any other beginning? The answer is because for this there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is machshav this day. That this is the number of the day. Memela, there's different levels of a mitzvah. There's the mitzvah mid Rabbanon and there's a mitzvah mid Menateira. The mitzvah mid Rabbanon and mitzvah Menateira are not the same kind of a mitzvah. The chshivas that there is in counting, when you're only counting of a chiyuv and a rabbanon, and when you count when there's a chiyuv and a tayr, is not the same kind of chiyuv. The Rebbe brings here also the chshivas, of the mitzvah. Legabe the mitzvah and a tayr, what you counted, which was only a chiyuv and a rabbanon, is as if you didn't count at all. That number doesn't have that chshivas, so you didn't establish it as the 21st day. Minateira, what you counted, did not establish anything. Because Minateira, you had no chiyuv. So if you have no chiyuv, there's no significance to the fact that you come and say that today is the 21st day. If Bizman Azeh, there is no chiyuv to count, so the fact that today is the 21st day has no significance. The fact that you say so, yes. Minateira has no significance. What's what? Say there. Okay, so there's a mitzvah mid Rabbanon. A mid Rabbanon doesn't have the same chshuv as Minateira. A few things. First of all, Pashta Raida, Baal Pi Halacha, a person that's chayv in a mitzvah only mid Rabbanon can't be mitzi someone else in a mitzvah that he's chayv Minateira. He's chayv and he's chayv. They're both chayv in the same mitzvah. Mein af kaminav is Minateira mid Rabbanon. Elamai, someone that's only chayv mid Rabbanon, Minateira, he has no shaykhs to this mitzvah. The halacha is you have to be a mechuyev bedavar to be mitzi someone else. If minateira you're not mechuyev, you can't be mitzi someone else. Minateira bizman hazeh, there's no chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, then the number that you count is meaningless. Because when you say today is 22 days to the Omer, just like it's 22 days of the Omer, it's also 62 days of Purim. Has no significance. Has no chivis b'chlal.
So minateira I can't count. So let me continue counting mid Rabbanon.
That's not the Shaila though. The Shaila is, yeah, for sure, you can continue. Oh, Mashiach comes, you can continue counting. No pravada. Shaila though is, will it become a Chiyuv Menateira? That's the Shaila. Will Sfiris HaEmer change when Mashiach comes and become a Mitzvah Menateira even though you started with the Sfirah Midrabanan? So there's a strong Svara to say that the number, the Chshivas of the number is established by the Mitzvah. The Etzem Mitzvah establishes the Chshivas of the number. Without that, there's no significance to the number.
So why can you continue counting? Maybe with the Rabbanim it's Mufkanem, the Rabbanim.
Why does it become...
What's a Chiv Mederaisen
now. Mamanov Shech, if it's a Chiv Mederaisen, so that's even better, it's more.
But you're not
Chayiv. Huh? So Bleib Derim Rabbanim? So it doesn't take what the Rabbanon doesn't change. The Chiyuv and the Rabbanon that you have changes. It stays.
The only Ashkimin al Halacha will be for Chazak and Bimoitzi.
There's not. The Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch brings two or three nafkeminis between the Chiyuv Sfirah Menateira and Chiyuv Sfirah Midrabanan. The Alter Rebbe and the Siman Tov Pei Tes says that the Chiyuv by both is the same, but there's certain cases of Sveikis and Ashmoshes, where certain cases of Sveikis where the Halacha is Sveikah Daraisa L'Chumen and Sveikah Darabanan L'Kula. So there's enough, could be a nafkin minute. There's a few nafkin minutes between Sveika Darabon and Sveika Daraisa. If you want to have a nafkin minute, Afkis Adon nafkin minutes. The Rebbe in the Sikha here brings also the other famous inyan that it says that the difference between a mitzvah Daraisa and a mitzvah Darabonon is that a mitzvah Daraisa affects the cheftza. It affects the object that you do the mitzvah with. And in this case, what's the object of the mitzvah?
The person.
Huh? The zman. The zman, the day. That the etzem day, when you count, it's kiveya, gives a chshivas on the chefts of the day, that this day is the 22nd day of the Omer. Mashenke, when you count, midrabonon, it's only a chiv on the gavra. All chiyuvim midrabonon, according to one day, that brings a bavustavot from Rabbi Yosef Engel, that all chiyuvim midrabonon only, and isurim midrabonon as well, only relate to the gavra. That the person is mechuyiv to do kach for kach. But it doesn't affect the chefza itself. It doesn't affect the zman itself. Even more, the Gemara actually says, famous Gemara Menaches, where the Gemara says that a meimer, there's a machlokes there, I think, between a baye and a meimer. Whether b'zman hazeh, when you count Sfiras HaEmer, should you count it the days and the weeks, the yoimi and the shvui, the same way the way it was counted the b'zman shavis migdash kayom? That's, I think, a bayis shitta. And a meimer says mitzvah lemim ni yoime, but today b'zman hazeh we count only the days and not the weeks. Why? So a meimer says because it's a zecher lemikdash. Yes, it's only a zecher, so you don't have to count it exactly the same the way it was b'zman shavis migdash kayom, right? Okay, so there's many achrayim that say that this vart that Ameima says is lekula alma. Everybody agrees that the whole takonim that Rabbanu b'zman hazeh, if there's no carbon Ameima, so b'zman hazeh, what's the whole inyan of Sfiras HaEmer? It's a zeichel mikdash. What's the idea of zeichel mikdash? There's an inyan to make a zeichel to the way things were done b'zman shabbes mikdash kayim. Which means, the achrayim say that you could say that b'zman hazeh, when you count, you're not really, the point is not the mitzvah of sfira. The point is not mitzvah sfira sa'imer. The point is that it's a way to make a zechel mikdash. There's a lot of things we do to make a zechel mikdash, and this is one of the things. The whole teichen of the mitzvah is to make a zechel mikdash. If that's the case, if you go to such a far extent, okay, this is already a shtikul chiddush to go to such a far extent, but if you go to such a far extent, it comes out that the mitzvah midrabbanon and the mitzvah min ha-teire are very different. The mitzvah min ha-rabbanon is to make a zeichel mikdash. How do you make a zeichel mikdash? By doing something that's similar to the way it was done with zman shabbes mikdash kayam, so it reminds you of zman mikdash. But it's not a mitzvah of svira, really. Mashenkim zman shabbes mikdash kayam, it's a mitzvah of svira sa'ima. That's the mitzvah. It's two different, completely different in yonim. Okay. Counting, the dibur, when a person speaks, when a person says, and you're mekayim the mitzvah, the dibur of the person is kiveya, establishes it, this is what it is. That's the koyach of the mitzvah. That is the koyach of the mitzvah, to establish what the day is. When a person says the number, when you count Sfiras HaEmer, you're not stop saying words. It's establishing and saying that this is what this day is. Yeah, okay, but the ma'aseh says that the maskana of the sikha is, the Rebbe says, Yosen Nira Leimar. Yosen Nira Leimar, that La'asad Lava, if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfiras HaEmer, it will be Minatayra. And the Vart that the Rebbe says is that even though B'zman HaZeh, it's not Minatayra, Sfiras HaEmer, but the very fact that there's a Tzivui, the very fact that there's a Tzivui for Sfiras HaEmer, even though that Tzivui is not, you can't be Mekayim, the Tzivui B'Poyol, but the etzem fact that the Torah commanded the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer, that's machshiv the sfira. That itself gives chshivas to the sfira when a person counts, even if for him individually, or today, b'zman hazeh, for everybody, there is no mitzvah of sfira sa'ima. Before the Torah gave the tzivui, the fact that today is 22 days to the Omer has no significance. The tzivui itself creates that significance. Not only the fact that the person is actually counting. Works the other way around. Because the Eibusha gave the Tzivui, that creates the significance of the day, the chshivas of the number of the day. And then the mitzvah of the person is that he should count it and say, b'dibur, he should count the number of that day that the Torah gave it a chshivas. But the chshivas of the day starts from the Tzivui HaTorah. That's the maskan over here in the Sikha.
So how do you count?
Says how?
No, no,
it's the poil, it's midrabanan, because we don't have the carbon naimer. But the number of the day gets the chshivas, the day gets the chshivas because there's a tzivoy. The etzem fact that in the Torah there is a tzivoy to count Sfiris HaOmer, whether that tzivoy is applicable b'zman hazeh, whether it's not applicable b'zman hazeh, but the etzem fact that there's a tzivoy, it's machshir of the day. The day stands out by the fact that today is 22 days to the Yomer. But poil, it's not applicable to count the Yomer HaTorah. But the etzem tzivoy itself gives the day a chshivas.
Counting
on the Rabbonah.
But the day becomes
Choshev. Mitzad Tzivi Yateira.
It's Mashmi, it's Vatam Lachem Noach, and it's the Shabbos. Sheva Shabbos. First of all, it's Mashmi that Mitzad that has to be Sheva Shabbos.
No.
It has to be Tmimus. It's Mashmi that's not on a daily basis. It's
Vatam Lachem Kol Yom. But each Yom is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Even though there's a din of tmimais, because all sugi of tmimais, there's a lot of protim in the din of tmimais. But the fact is, each day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. We make a bracha b'fnei atzma on each day. Okay, that's the maskana of the sicha here. But then, and I heard a sicha also with from Tav Shalom Bates, and the Rebbe was also saying b'pashtus that la'asad, if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfira, it's going to be common at Torah. Okay, but there's one other big question that remains over here that the Rebbe points to in one of the Ha'aras of the Sikha. How could it become an Ateira? Even after this, even if this is true, that it could be a Hemshech, you could connect the Sfirim and the Rabbanon to the Sfirim and Ateira, it has the Chshivas. But the problem is, it could only be an Ateira if you were makriv the carbon Na'imah. If there's no carbon, then it's not an Ateira. If there's no carbon Na'imah, how could it be a Sfirim Sa'imah an Ateira? What's the pshat over here? The whole machlokes rishonim, whether sfiris ha'omer b'zman hazeh is menateira or midrabana. What's that machlokes tolian? The Rambam bepashtus. I mean, there's kamay fana, but it's a simple pshat. The Rambam that holds that sfiris b'zman hazeh is menateira holds that sfiris ha'omer is not toluy in the karb ma'omer. The Torah gives the zman. The Torah tells you when you should start counting. The kraftem mincha chadosh al Hashem and then a svartem lachem. It's just giving you the zman. But it's not that krovas a carbon that geirim the chiyuv. Just as man. Shenkein, the other rishonim, rave rishonim, hold on, no. The Torah is telling you it's that krovas a carbon that's geirim the sphere. That is the whole chiyuv a mitzvah. So if you have the carbon, you have the mitzvah. If you don't have the carbon, you don't have the mitzvah. So according to those rishonim, the bizman is that's the rabbanon, because you don't have the carbon aimer. How could that change if Mashiach comes in the middle of the sphere aimer? But Poyel, you don't have the carbon aimer. That's still missing. So how could that change? That's the shaila here. So the Rebbe in the Ha'ara here is Mitzayin, brings that you see from Rishayin, the Rebbe is Mitzayin to the Sefer HaMachriya, which is a Sefer from the Tosfos Rid, one of the Rishayinim, that says that the Sfiris HaOmer is connected not only to Karbon HaOmer, but it's also connected to the Shtei Alechem that you bring on Shavuos. If you look in the Lashna Posik, just like in the, when it, perhaps before, it's in this week's parasha, just like when the Torah talks about Sfira Seimer, it says that you count from when you're Makriv Karb Ma'imer, it also concludes Svart Mulechemesh Chamishim, exact Lashna there. So in the beginning of the Sfira, it says, so that's chal of the sfira is from Omer Atnufa. But in the next pasuk it says, till when do you count? Ad mimachras haShabbos haShviyas tisvur chamishim yoyim v'ekrafte mincha chadosh al Hashem. Which means that the sfira saomer is connected to mincha chadosh al Hashem just as much as it's connected to Omer Atnufa. In the Loshna pasuk it starts with Omer Atnufa and it concludes with mincha chadosh al Hashem. So therefore, you see, so over here it comes out, you have to say a bigger chiddush. It's not only that it's also connected to Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, but that Sfiris, the chiyu of Sfiris Omer could be mitzad, either mitzad this or mitzad this. One or the other. If you have the Karbon HaOmer, that's geirim the counting from Omer. And if you don't have the Omer, so then the fact that you're counting to Shavuos when you're going to be Makad Shtei Alechem, that could also be Geirim, the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer. It's a tremendous Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. But one second. The Rebbe is Mitzayin to other Rishonim. I mean, there's the if you look in the Psukim, It doesn't say anywhere that Sfiris HaOmer has any connection to Shavuos. To Matan Torah, that is. To Matan Torah. But there's the famous Ran that brings in the end of Pesachim, the Agoda, the Medrash, that says that the mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer is because when Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had a Hashtoikikus to be Mekabel the Torah, and therefore they were counting it's connected to Matan Torah. It's a Medrash. But if you look in the Pasuk, it doesn't say anywhere in Pashtos that Sfiris HaOmer is connected to Matan Torah. It's connected to Korban Omer, and it's connected also to Shtei Alecha maybe, but it doesn't say anywhere that it's connected to Matan Torah. But there's a tshuva from the Radvaz that the Rebbe is mitzayin to here in the Sikha, where the Radvaz discusses the question that the Rishayim all ask, why do we not make a bracha of Shechayonu and Sfiris HaOmer? Why don't we make a bracha on Sfiris HaShechayonu just like any mitzvah, which is Bom Izman L'Zman? So there's various answers given to this. One of the answers that the Radvaz says is because the conclusion of the mitzvah is only when you finish the last day. So therefore you can't make Shechayonu in the beginning. And when you make in the end, you already counted every day. So you can't make any more Shechayonu. It's one of the answers that he says. But the answer that he says, his answer that he gives is because he says that when you have one mitzvah, which is a hachana for another mitzvah, you don't make Shechayonu. For example, when you build a sukkah, the building the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. But because it's a hachana for the mitzvah of Basukas Teshvu, you don't make the bracha on building the sukkah, you make the bracha when you sit in the sukkah. Same thing also by B'dikas Chametz. You don't make the bracha Shechayana on the B'dikas Chametz, you make the bracha Shechayana Leila Seder, and that goes on the B'dika as well. So he says the same thing by Svira. Hayes, the whole Svira is a hachana for Shavuos, so you make the bracha Shechayana by Shavuos, and you don't make it on the hachana for Shavuos, which is Svira Seimer. So the Rebbe says, you see from him already, that Sfiris HaOmer is not only a hemshech to the Omer, but it's a hachana to Shavuos, and a hachana to the Shtei Alechem. So if you makriv the Shtei Alechem, then it could be Menat Torah. Okay, but it's a big chiddush, this thing, yeah, that it's connected to the Shtei Alechem. I mean, you look by Pashtus in the Paiskim, you look by Pashtus in Halacha, Sfiris HaOmer is connected to the Korban HaOmer. It's the name of the mitzvah. The name of the mitzvah is Sfiris HaOmer. The nusach that you count is lo'imer. The nusach of the bracha that you say is Sfiris HaOmer. The whole name of the mitzvah is Sfiris HaOmer. You don't see in the nusach ha-bracha and the nusach ha-sfira that it's connected to Shtei Alechem. So the emphasis is that this shaila, when you get to the nusach ha-bracha and the nusach ha-sfira, is a shaila on the shittas ha-rambam. The Rambam says that Sfiris HaOmer today is minateira. If the Rambam holds it's minateira, that means that it's not connected to the Omer. The Omer is only the Zman. It's only the Zman HaMitzvah. And still the Nusach HaSfira is Al Sfira HaOmer. Even though it's not connected to the Omer, it's just the Zman HaMitzvah. So if according to the Rambam, you say Al Sfira HaOmer, Hagam, the Omer is not Geirim the Mitzvah, it's only the Zman HaMitzvah, so then, even if it's connected to the Shtei Alechem, you could still say that we say the Nusach HaBracha, Sfiris HaOmer, because that's the Zman HaMitzvah.